Saint Teresa is so convinced of the blessing of prayer that she encourages us once again not to give up. She is very frank in telling us what it cost her to be faithful, so we can take heart knowing that she has shared our struggle.
I don't understand what they fear, who fear to begin the practice of mental prayer. I don't know what they are afraid of. Very often, for some years, I was more anxious that the hour I had determined to spend in prayer be over than I was to remain there, and more anxious to listen for the striking of the clock than to attend to other good things. And I don't know what heavy penance I would not have gladly undertaken rather than recollect myself in the practice of prayer. It is certain that so unbearable was the force used by the devil, or coming from my wretched habits, to prevent me from going to prayer, and so unbearable the sadness I felt on entering the oratory, that I had to muster up all my courage, and they say I have no small amount of that, in order to force myself, and in the end the Lord helped me. After I had made this effort, I found myself left with greater quiet and delight than sometimes when I had the desire to pray. Now then, if the Lord put up with someone as miserable as myself for so long a time, who, no matter how bad they may be, has reason to fear? For no matter how bad they may be, they will not be bad for as many years as I was, after having received so many favours from the Lord. Who can lose confidence? For the Lord endured so much with me only because I desired and strove to have some time and place in order that he might be with me. I say only that prayer is the door to favours as great as those he granted me. If this door is closed, I don't know how he will grant them.